This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
We're the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast.
We're a bunch of local young people who have lots to say, stories to tell and stuff to promote.
All from right here in Greater Green Island on ORFM.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 15 of our podcast. My name is Bella and alongside me is Joseph, Lily and Bree. We are your hosts today on behalf of the Youth Action Group. How about we do a round of introducing ourselves and sharing our favourite summer activity? I'll start. My name's Bella. I am 12. I previously went to Big Rock Primary School, but I'm going to Otago Girls next year. That's weird. And my favourite summer activity is hanging out at the beach with my friends.
Hello, everyone. My name is Lily. I'm 12 years old. I recently went to Abbotsford School, but now I am going to Queen's. And I'm not sure. Probably just sitting down, relaxing. Having a fun time.
Nicely. Hi, guys. I'm Bree, and yeah, I don't go to school anymore, but I'm 22 years old. And this summer, I think I'm going to be big into my mountain biking, hopefully, which I got into last year. I think that's probably my favourite summer activity at the moment.
Yeah. My name is Joseph. I am 13. And I used to go to Green Island, but now I'm going to go to King's. Nice. And my favourite summer activity, throwing water balloons at my brother.
That sounds like a great after-school activity. Used to do that all the time. It's my siblings.
Welcome to the debate club. But where the topics are ridiculous, but the opinions are somehow worse. We're debating the big stuff, like does pineapple belong on pizza? No prep, no research, just passionate nonsense. Let's debate.
Well, today, every time we've done the debate club, our introduction has been something like, we're debating the big stuff, like, does pineapple belong on pizza? But we've never actually debated, does pineapple belong on pizza? So we thought today, let's debate it, you know? On the against side, they do not like pineapple on pizza, is Joseph and Lily. And on the for side, who love pineapple on pizza, is Bella and Bree, except Bella doesn't actually like pineapple on pizza, but she's willing to debate for the vibes, which I think is super cool.
Okay.
Yeah, so should we do paper, scissors, rock? Who gets to start? So we go Bella and Joseph.
Okay.
Paper, scissors, rock. Paper, scissors, rock. Paper, scissors, rock.
And you guys get tying. Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, now do we want to go first or second?
Second. Okay. You want to go second.
So, you guys got, I don't know, let's say 20 seconds. Okay. So maybe like, 15 seconds each to give your best debate.
Okay, let me think then.
You guys got like 3 seconds. This is just your fastest, quickest, like.
Okay, personally, I don't think there should be pineapple on pizza because I eat pineapple as a fruit, but when you put it on pizza, it's just, nah. It does not mix well.
Lily, you got anything?
Yeah, when you put pineapple on pizza, it just gets soggy. Why eat it?
Yeah, it's like cooking pineapple.
I know.
Okay, Bella, should we ever go down? Do you want to start?
Okay. Well, you have cinnamon scrolls and you have Vegemite scrolls, so there's a savoury and a sweet, so why can't pizza be savoury and sweet? Because pineapples are technically sweet. And tomatoes are fruit. So you cook tomatoes. So, like, why can't you cook pineapple? Like, you know?
Yeah, I agree. But I'd also just like to say that if you cook it right, it doesn't really make it go soggy, you know? And then I just think it's a nice, like, sweet little taste. I'm not even a lover of sweet food, but I love a little bit of pineapple on some
more
pizza.
More refreshing.
Yeah, I just think it's super, it just has a little bit of extra juice.
Yeah.
And, like, just
flavour,
and it just is a nice wee surprise sometimes. But yeah. I just think it's great. I love, like, a good Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah.
Love a Hawaiian.
But why pineapple?
Why?
I want a Hawaiian pizza.
Okay, is it okay if I put apple in pizza?
No.
No, because, I don't know, there's something about pineapple that makes it okay.
It's so good.
Vegemite on scroll. Can I put Vegemite on my pizza?
People do probably make Vegemite
pizzas. Yeah, they probably do. That would actually be kind of good. It used to be like a big scroll. It's flat.
And tomato pizza is just the, that's the normal.
Yeah, but the thing is, pineapple's more like a fresh fruit that you shouldn't be putting on pizza.
Like me putting apricot on pizza.
It should be like people pineapple put like goes watermelon with juice.
Like I feel like watermelon would like definitely like just shrivel up because there's so much more, like
yeah, I know. I but feel like pineapple is more like refreshing on a pizza because you know yeah. when you eat a pizza and you're like kind of unhealthy eating pizza, like makes you not feel
it's
better.
Healthy.
Yeah, if you yeah. eat pineapple, it makes you. It might not actually be healthy, but it makes you feel yeah. better.
What other healthy it? Ingredients are on like pizzas? Like, unless you're getting veggie pizza, like kale. Think about it. Like I don't know, like meat lovers or Hawaiian, yeah. like you can add some pineapple and meat, that's not that healthy all the time, you know? So you need yeah. some fruit and vegetables. It gives you your 5+ a day.
Yeah. Even on the side.
It's perfect.
No.
That just doesn't okay. work the same.
Okay. I genuinely don't know who won that one. And we don't have a judge this time, so please.
I'll be the judge.
ChatGPT.
Can't be the judge.
Can we ask ChatGPT? Can we put on an argument?
No, we can't ask ChatGPT. What we're gonna do is, listeners, please go find us somewhere. Message the I don't know. Comment on one of our Fiaco TikTok things on who won, if you really want to. But otherwise, we'll just leave it up to the listeners. You decide who won.
And that's the end of the debate club. But where the arguments were strong, but the logic was questionable. Let us know whose side you're on, or just who made the least sense.
Nice.
Okay. All right, crew, welcome to tier time. This is where we take something like snacks or movies and rank them from absolute goat status to the stuff you would only touch if you're stranded on a deserted island. It's completely scientific, extremely serious, and also 100% made up by us. Let's build that tier list.
Okay, guys. So today we're ranking popular Dunedin beaches, but we're putting a slight spin on tier time this time. So here, which you guys cannot see, but the guys in the studio can. I've got a bunch of photos and a tier list, and I'm going to show these guys the photos of some popular Dunedin beaches or swim spots, and the guys have to guess the name of the beach before they're allowed to rank it. So we've got our tier list, which has the letters S, A, B, C, and D.
Do we all get one guess? And what it's called, the
you
beach.
Guys, it's just collective. Okay. It's just collective.
So just guess together. So
we're just trying
guess
to together. Discuss You're trying to just, it.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
okay.
You guys are working together as this for this.
Perfect.
So does anyone want to sort of say what a tier list kind of means? Joseph, do you know?
So you get items or whatever, pictures, and you rank them on this list and you put them into categories. S being really good, D being bad.
And then, yeah, ABCs, those in-betweens. I'm sure you guys are smart enough to figure it out. Okay, so we've got our first beach. So I've got two photos to show you for this beach. And the first one is this big beach with this, like, there's people walking down this track, and then there's this
tunnel is in Dunedin.
You just gave it away.
Oh, is it a tunnel? Tunnel Beach, yeah. Joseph, you know some of these, so you can't help as much. But this is our first one. Yeah, you guys are correct. This is Tunnel Beach. Yeah. We've got this lovely picture, which is of some big water flowing
really
through this
pretty.
Cave. It's really pretty.
It's really cool.
From this picture, or if has any of you guys been there?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Definitely.
No, well, it just reopened, so I would recommend you go this summer, Lily. It's okay. Pretty cool. It's a nice walk. Where would you guys put this?
The tunnels are fun.
Like, maybe B, because like you don't really swim at it. I mean, you do. It's more of a walk, though, for a beach.
I agree. I think that's a great place to put it. Yeah. Do we agree with B tier?
Yeah, B.
Really pretty, but you can't really swim there.
Yeah. So it's not, like, practical
kind of
for a beach,
exploring.
But it's good.
Yeah. No, I think that is a great place to put it. Second off, what is this beach? I might pass it around.
Is it Brighton?
No, it is not. No. What you can see there is a beach. There's a lot of houses around it. Oh. And you know it, Joseph. Because Joseph helped me get these, actually. So Joseph helped me with the pictures.
All.
So you should know them all.
If I can remember
them all. Like, that looks like the wharf of like Stewart Island. The Stewart Island.
Definitely not.
Like Port Charm, but no.
Oh, we didn't do Port Chalmers, dang it. Do you remember what it is, Joseph?
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to reveal?
I think, if I can remember properly, it is Sinclair.
It is. Sinclair. So what you can see there is the big retaining wall and the little bit of beach beside Sinclair. Have you guys been to Sinclair Beach?
No.
I have.
You have?
It's good for surfing.
Good for surfing, yeah.
I haven't been there.
I would say there's good shops. The beach is kind of eroding away. They've got lots of sandbags.
Mm.
They've got a cool saltwater pool there. What based off looks / if you've been there, what would you guys rank this?
Well, the rips are bad when there are rips. But when there's no rips there, it's great.
Based off of rips, I'd say like A. Either A or C.
A or C. No B.
Because didn't we already... Can you rank them
you
the
can
same?
Rank them the same.
Ah. Oh,
yeah.
B.
You can rank them multiple. Mm. You can have multiple in one rank.
I think A, because you can actually swim there. Oh, maybe B, because of the rips there.
Yeah, I would agree with B as well, because I think it's great for surfing, but not so great for other stuff. But they've got great, like, it's a great vibe with all the shops and the park,
pretty.
And it's really pretty. Okay, here's a fun one.
I don't remember this one.
What you can see here is it barely looks like a beach. There is some water, seagull, some mud, some... Oh. It looks like there's a school here.
Oh, wait.
I don't know.
Oh, wait.
Here's a hint. Lily, you were nearly going to go to the school that's beside it.
Bayfield. Oh, wait, it's like around Bayfield.
Joseph, what is it?
Where's Bayfield?
What is it called?
The Bayfield Beach.
The Bayfield Inlet.
Yeah,
wait, that was close.
It's not even a beach. We just thought we'd include this.
Yeah. What is it called?
It usually stinks when you go past there.
Yes.
It's not the nicest.
It's a great swimming spot.
Yeah, I would not swim there unless then, you want to get sick.
I'd say D.
D tier, I reckon.
Yeah, D.
Apparently it's good for catching octopus. Me and my cousin used to go fishing around there all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here's a hard one. What do you think? What about this beach here?
Oh.
There is families having a wee picnic.
Oh, it's small.
And it's a very small beach.
I remember.
This is a small beach, quite far away from actually where all of you guys live. I would say it's on, how do I describe it? Oh, without giving it away. It is, like kind of the other side of the harbour, maybe a wee bit.
I do not know.
I've got the name.
This is McAndrew Beach kind of vibe.
Oh, yeah.
McAndrew Bay.
McAndrew Bay.
I don't think it's even really a beach, but it's a bay. And it's essentially, I went there swimming for this like youth group thing that I do. And there's a wee pontoon to jump off. And it's not really the most sandy, but it's a pretty cool beach. The seagulls there are the most vicious I've ever seen, though. What do you guys want to rank it?
It's
C.
C.
I'll just agree.
Oh, but
I'll,
it is a
wolf. I'll agree.
I reckon it's a solid B/C tier.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about this one you guys might know?
Oh, yeah. I can tell by the
eyes. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What is it, Bella?
Might know. Is it Brighton?
Yeah.
Big island.
What do you guys think of Brighton?
Oh, it's great.
Well, I'm biased, so I'd say yes, but I'm biased.
Oh, no, I love this beach.
I reckon that's pretty good then.
It's a pretty good beach.
Pretty good beach.
You can go up on the rocks, you can go surfing, swimming, there's the creek.
Yeah, I reckon it's pretty S tier. What do you reckon, Lily?
I'll disagree with it. I'll agree.
Just agreeing. Lily's just...
Don't go to much beaches, sadly.
I think we need to change that, Lily. And should we do one last one? Because you guys are probably not going to know that one.
Okay.
I've got one last one here. This is probably the one that I grew up going to the most.
Oh. Yeah.
Is that where the teeth are?
No.
No, that, but kind
no.
of.
Kind that's of where that. That's the first it? Thought that came to my mind.
But kind of the right area, but not really.
Long Beach.
It's not Long Beach.
No.
That was my other one that we were going to do, though.
Ah.
This is St. Clair Beach. This is a beach that I grew up going to. It's a pretty cool beach, and I don't know, it's just very beachy. That's what I can't. Yeah. I don't think there's much interesting. It's just very beachy. It's great
B
sand.
Or an A?
B. I reckon a solid A.
A.
Great to swim at. There's just nothing that like special though.
Oh, yeah.
It's like A. Like, great beach.
A/B.
Yeah, I reckon A. Because it's the one that everyone goes to for swimming vibes. But I just don't think there's anything special about it to make it S tier. You know, like Brighton's got those cool rocks, got some cool stuff. But yeah, for the vibes, I might just do this last one as well. We've got this picture of a cave here and this picture of a very, very long beach.
I went in that cave and it was so scary because I thought there was like a sea lion in it because there were like noises and stuff in it. And I went in with one of my family friends and there was so much movement and I thought it was a cave.
I can probably tell you that was probably penguin.
Yeah, it probably
because,
was.
I don't know if people are allowed to, but I think me and a group once stayed overnight there. I don't know if you're allowed to anymore. I was a lot younger. But we got woken up by penguins all through the night.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, cool. We're probably not allowed to sleep there. totally not done that. Anyway, those are the Dunedin beaches, guys. So, yeah.
Wow.
And there we have it, our official tier list, locked in forever. Or at least until we change our minds next week.
All right, it's time for Cap or No Cap, the game where we can tell a wild story and we've got to figure out if they're just spitting facts or if it's full of it. Or is it real? Is it fake? Let's find out.
Nice job, Joseph. Does anyone have a quick 30-second story? We probably only have time for two.
I have one.
I don't.
That's have okay. One.
Never ask me for
okay.
Go, Bella.
When I was younger, I was playing a game with my brother because he wanted to play a game with me and he said he would set up a ninja challenge, but he didn't know if it was safe or not because he was making it up on the spot, so I was his hamster to guinea pig to test it.
His little siblings are.
And I had to jump onto a chair onto this like middle plate, but there was nothing supporting the middle plate underneath it. Like the middle plate was balancing off like a chimney thing. It's really random, like a stove thing, and I jumped on it. It flipped over and it was really sunny day and it was hot and it like went and it scraped my whole, it like skinned my back. It like skinned like my side/back and like kind of like burnt it, like, but it skinned it. And then I was like screaming and my brother, being the brother, he would just ran over to me and put his hand over my mouth and was telling me to be quiet because he didn't want to get told off.
That sounds crazy.
It sounds far-fetched.
It does a little bit, but also I just feel like that's kind of older sibling behaviour.
Yeah. It's gleeful, but
especially with, like, the croaking, the mouth trying to not get the whole
mouth. What is everyone saying? Cap or no cap?
I reckon it's no cap, but she could be fudging, like, one or two details.
Yeah, I feel.
But I'll go no cap.
No cap.
No cap.
Okay. We all were just no
cap. I'm just going to say cap.
Okay, we've cap. Got one person. Cap.
No cap.
No cap. Nice.
No cap.
So that is real. Your
it
brother
is
did
real.
Do that.
My brother did do that. Hope he doesn't listen to this podcast.
Yeah. Do you have one, Joseph?
No.
Okay, maybe I'll do a very, very quick one. One time when I was little, my cousin was being super, super annoying. It was like family Christmas dinner. There was like a bunch of us and I got like locked. I'd like in a dollhouse. There was like a bunch of kids there. And they all ganged up on me and locked me in, like, my massive dollhouse that my uncle had built for me. And it just had a small latch on the door outside. But it was, like, there was one floor and I was able to just, like, fit in it. And he tricked me to fit in it and then he locked it for, like, a good 10 minutes before everyone noticed it. Because I was, like, yelling. Cap or no cap?
I don't know. How old were you?
I must have been, like, 6. My cousin would have been like,
no, sorry.
Don't
sorry.
Say
that was my bad. I'd say, I feel like that's cap. That's cap. I know. I feel like it's not going to be cap, but I think it's cap.
Cap. Lily thinks it's cap as
cap.
Well.
I'm going to say no cap just because I can.
Just because I can.
Cap.
the majority of you guys are right. Yay. It was Kat. Okay. I'm pretty sure I'm the one that locked my brother in. Thanks. So. Yeah.
Okay. And that's it for cap or no cap. Let us know if you guessed right or if you got totally or oh no. Or if you totally got played.
So guys, right now this is a couple months away, but when this airs, it'll be like a week until the Brighton Gala Day, which is a pretty exciting day for the Youth Action Group because it's one of our events that we're doing. So Bella, do you know when the Brighton Gala Day is exactly?
I think it's the 18th. So it's at the Brighton Domain and it's like 10 to 5.
Yeah. So the Youth Action Group are doing some pretty cool stuff there. We're going to be doing some fun game stalls with like magnetic fishing and balloon darts and hopefully have some other fun lawn games going on, plus maybe some face painting and hairspray. You might be keen to do some face painting, eh, Bella?
Yes.
Bella is one of the best face painting artists I've ever seen, especially for someone her age. And I reckon, she's just very, very cool. What's the coolest thing you've face painted?
Face painted? Well, I actually, the first time I was, face painted fully was at the Youth Action Group when we did that meetup. Yeah, they get together, and I did the stitch on Noah's face. That was the first time I'd actually done face painting. I had painted before, but I hadn't done face painting. So, the coolest thing was probably the stitch on Noah's face.
That was a really cool. I wonder if we have any pictures of that because that was probably the coolest thing I've seen. Yeah, are you excited for anything for Gala Day, Lily and Joseph? Oh my gosh.
The darts. That's fun. Throwing the darts at the balloons.
Yeah.
I just like doing it. And my aim's amazing, guys. Well, my brother wouldn't say that, but yeah. That's pretty good.
What about you, Lily?
Don't know. It's all pretty exciting.
It should be a really exciting day. Hopefully we'll have some prizes going. We did a little bit of a tester at the Green Island Market Day of some of these activities. So hopefully, all those little things are smoothened out that went wrong there, and hopefully nothing will go wrong, and it'll be a super great fun day for everyone.
I heard from Ismay that a dart ended up at a window. What? Or something.
I didn't know that.
Because I remember, because I hadn't gone, because I forgot I had something on, and I remember Ismay, I met her at the park, and she was like, I was there all day, and there was a 7-year-old, and he chucked a dart at a window and we couldn't find it.
Oh my gosh, maybe that's where the dart I'm missing went to. That's pretty funny. I did find a couple in some bushes. I went for a bit of a search. There was a couple in bushes, but it was pretty fun. But yeah. So it should be a great day. Hope to see everyone there. I think that's just about us for this episode, and then we'll be on to the next. So if you want to get in touch with us, check us out on TikTok. Our account name is Fiako. That is Heakao on TikTok.
That's us for this episode. Thanks for hanging out with us. Whether you laughed, learned something, or just listened in awkward silence, we appreciate you.
Make sure to follow up the podcast so if you don't miss what's coming up next, and if you know the local legend or have an idea for a segment, hit us up. You'll hear from us in the next fortnight. See ya.
That's us for another episode of the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast here on ORFM.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell your mates, your dog and your nan. Catch you next time. Ka kite.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.